So I would like to start with a Hungarian poem or a part of a poem from my favorite writer. Its name is Sándor Vörös, Vörös Sándor. I will tell this part of this poem in Hungarian first and then in English. Egyetlen ismeret van, a többi csak toldás. Alattad a föld, fölötted az ég, benned a létra. There is only one wisdom. The rest are just splices. The ground is below, the sky is above, and the ladder is in you. As you probably seen already, we are high-tech guys and we created a very complex model, very complex map. But how I'm seeing it, it's really, really simple. When I am working with an organization, I am seeing two things. There is a lack of life or lack of forms. So if I am seeing that there are too many structures, too many bureaucracy, I help the company to find the life. And if there is too much chaos, too much lurking into what we need to do, then I just help them to find more structure. That's so simple from a higher point of view. I was thinking a lot about what the work really is in a spiritual point of view. What do you think? What the work do to us human beings? What the work itself, what the mission of the work is in a human's evolution? To help others, yeah. To respond to creative impulse. To survive, yeah. Which level is that? Okay. To grow. To use talents. Thank you. Expand. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Enjoy the fruit of your labor. How many of you are working for themselves? What it means that what you are doing, it's beneficial only for you. Nobody. So I think now in the 21st century, nobody on earth is doing a job which is only beneficial for himself. And what we are doing when we are working, it can be seen in two ways. One type of work when we take something from earth's resources and we are converting it to something which is useful for us human beings. The other type of work, when we are taking something from above, an idea, an information, what I already learned, this beautiful word that we are putting into form, in form, something, to be able to produce more value to other human beings. When we are using this or this, many millions of human beings were creating materials, converting resources from the earth to have all these things what's surround us. So the work itself is a very spiritual thing, and we are really, the ladder is in us. So we need to connect the sky above and the ground below us. What I want to share with you that there is a huge abundance and richness around us because we are working for each other and not for ourselves. But we are not doing it consciously most of the time. And my hope is with this map that it is a teal map. It's a teal point of view. In a teal point of view, we see that that's why the highest level on this map is teal. The resolution is not perfect, so you might not see all the details, but you're probably aware about these levels. I learned a fact that in the 9th century, there was a conference. All Christian priests come together in a conference, and they decided that the spirit is not existing. They decided that there is only one soul of human beings, and they deleted from Bible all appearance of spirit. There are versions of Bible where you can find reference to spirit and reference to soul separately, but in the 9th century there was a very big mistake of the Christianity to do this step. In the 14th century, when the materialistic view and science just start to grow, the idea that the human being has soul start to think that no, it's the soul is just a byproduct of the mind, of the brain. So we lost the spirit, we lost the soul, and now in the 21st century, there is a transhumanistic approach that maybe we need to also lose our body, we need to move to a machine and just to live there. So the human being is in danger, and my hope is that we can do something about it. If you see the orange level, that's the level which thinks that the human being is only a body. You can be replaced. You are just a hog in a machine. And in a green level, there is a phase when they just start to think that okay, human being has souls, and you need to nurture it. You need to make connections, and you need to grow that soul to be more effective. But in a teal level, the view of the human being is that the human being has a body, a soul, and a spirit, and that the spirit is which has purpose, and it's connected to that purpose. We created this map because we also seeing many emergence of this idea. Like in theory, we see that for a healthy orange, you need to have open mind. In a healthy green, you need to have open heart, and to embrace the teal level, you need to have open will as well. And now I will give the word to my colleague, Károly, to talk about how we are using this map.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. After this inspiration, thank you, Szabolcs. It was great for me, too, to kind of listen to our own purpose. Why are we actually doing this? And it's always a great reminder what we are doing and why we're doing it. And one way, to be honest, I mean, we started using this map in whatever way we could, and something started to emerge. Whenever we did work with organizations and we basically showed this map to them and we started talking about it, people started always pointing to things that didn't work for them or whatever worked for them. And then eventually we realized that this is a really great assessment tool, and we started using more for assessment. And now all of you are going to get one copy. So now the most used way is actually to go into an organization, do interviews with people, and when we did interviews with people, we basically draw a map, and this is what you're going to see in the next one. This is what roughly we end up with. So we summarize the results of all of those interviews that we do with people, and then we summarize it in a certain way, and then it shows something like this. In this case, we could see that the organization, that the salary line of that organization is really really closer to the Amber level than everything else. Other than that, the company is pretty kind of like on the same level. What this really means is that in this is actually an exact example of a company, so this is not just a made-up something. Most levels are pretty much the same, and the organization is really struggling with the salary line, and that is constantly creating tension in the organization.
And then a couple of other things that I'm not going to go through the whole map, that are actually required to do something with that, because there's room for growth in this organization. So when we do this, when we show this map to the organization itself, then we sit down with them, we tell you, we do a workshop, and then they end up with an organizational developmental plan for the next 6, 9, 12 months, whatever it is that they can commit to. And then they can work with either with us or with anybody else. And this is the most used way. Some other people are using the map, for example, Polish University. They did their own study with whatever they wanted to do with the school. They went back for, I think, 15 years, and they tracked down how they actually changed. And they drew not one line, but actually three lines on the map showing how that organization changed from stage to stage to stage and how it is now actually a teal school in Poland. And then it basically visualizes, and then it can, you know, you can do a study with it. So many people use it in many different ways. In Brazil, somebody approached us that they wanted to actually make a carpet out of it, like a 10 meter diameter carpet, so people could actually walk, like in space and feel where the organization is. So to be honest, I mean, the reason why we actually released this map under Creative Commons is because we want people to use it. We have a certain way to use it. Everybody kind of loves it. And everybody is completely free to go and use it on the way you wanted to do it. And what we're asking right now is to, if you're using it in some way, please come back and tell us what you did, how you used it. On the map that you find, there's a QR code. There's a special page you can go to, and we are also asking you to kind of collaborate with us. There's all sorts of translation happened on the map. We have something 7 languages. And we are creating an online questionnaire for it, and a couple of other things. The one more thing, what I wanted to show: this is the way we look at the map. This is another example of an organization. Here you see a kind of like a result. And when you implement, let's say agile in a year and a half, let's basically you lead the company through an agile transformation, and after that you measure it back, this is what you get, that all of those different lines that are connected, that are affected by that agile transformation, that organization development tool, then when we measure it back, this is the result that we get, that those lines are affected and their organization is actually changing. So this is the way we kind of use it. And what we'd like to do right now is you go down to the groups of three, and in a rotational way, each of you is going to look at the map, pick one line that is interesting for you, and all three of you will talk through that line, what you find, who in your organization, where is that organization, what do you think, where it is. And then when you talked about that, then the next person picks one other line, and you just keep going for the next 20, 25 minutes. There are 6 or 7. Can you put your hand up? Who knows the map? 1, 2, 3, 4. Whoever knows the map, we're going to be rotating around, going around. If you have any question, just ask us, and we'll go there. We'll tell you what we think about that line, and we'll help. And that's going to happen for the next 20, 25 minutes. And after that, we'll come back to the circle and kind of summarize, and Q&A will happen. Any questions so far? Okay.
So please find the two other and just start and find out who will start. Just sit opposite. So say, Tristan, please. Can I have your attention for a moment, please? So there is a lot of information on it. You can bring it away, so please don't read the whole stuff now. What you have to do now is pick one line, developmental line, what you like now, and tell the others how you feel about that and what is your opinion and when you think your organization or your personal development there is. So let's find out who will start it. So just decide who will start this sharing. Pick one development line and just figure out where you are with your organization and just share with the others. It would be great that if we... could have more time to discuss more, and we invite you just follow this conversation, and we invite you when we are finished, then we can follow up and do at the restaurant. We can speak more about that. Anyhow, now we like to do some harvest. That means we give some post-its. Thank you, and just find out. What is your question? Just think about what is your question? What is your idea about? What is a new impression what you find out recently? And just share in this small group. Just speak about and write it on these post-its. And then if you, at the end, just put it on the white wall.
We promise that we will collect all your questions and ideas, and we will publish an article and put their answers and to collect all your ideas there. So this, our intention is to just really see what resonates with you around this map.
So if you got any new ideas, questions, just write it down, put on the wall, and then we try to answer or work with you on that. Yeah, do as a group. One other thing, please just close your eyes and just for 1 minute sense what is your idea about that. So what moved in you? And just start to share and write on the post-its. Please stick on at the end of this session, so now just write a lot, and then at the end you can stick on the wall. So write your personal stuff and share if you like. And if you got a new idea how to use it, or how would you use in a new way, just tell us.
So, just one idea. Thank you for all your questions. Idea, we are really eager to see them. But in our conversation, we just talking about one idea how we are perceive this map. So you can perceive it as a sales tool, as a nice package for what you are doing with companies. And you are showing it to a HR manager or business people, and they're seeing, whoa, they know what they are doing. They have a map, and it's so colorful and complex. And then you are go in and just put aside the map and work with them however you can. But sometimes it's also useful for that. We use it sometimes for agile transformation, for what we are good in some kind of workshop facilitations. And it is somehow build trust that we have something unique. So I really appreciate that you are here, and thank you for your time and all your questions and ideas. Thank you.